Hallelujah. Okay, welcome to GPLC 2018 into 2019. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Our Father, we thank you. Thank you for yet another GPLC.
A time of refreshing in the spirit.
Father, as we hear your word, our spirit is receptive to your word. The eyes of our understanding is enlightened the more. As we behold your word, we see Christ as he is. Hallelujah.
And as we see him, we are edified.
We pray in the name of Jesus that there is no error as we hear your word. We find Christ in your word, and him alone we see. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. I was thinking when I come for GPS this year, I'll see some people with suits, you know. Glory to God. Come talk to us quickly because of time.
Because of time, talk to us quickly on a subject I titled Labor in Prayer.
Labor in Prayer. Quickly, labor in prayer.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo! Ay, 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 ay. Okay. Are you with your Bibles? We'll start off somehow. Hallelujah. Somewhere. John chapter 1. That's where we'll start off from. John chapter 1. Talking about prayer. Why is Pastor Smart going to John 1? That's where we'll start from.
John chapter 1. GPLC. And I hope a lot of us got a new book about GPLC. Otherwise, in the world, we'll be wrong for you to do that. Buy it new for you. So you can't take it. Hallelujah. Get something new. Hallelujah.
And you're not adding to GPLC to see it. You drop it. After you drop it, just be your reference. Hallelujah.
Learn things like that. Special meetings, special things.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. John chapter 1, verse 1. See, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in darkness, and darkness did not comprehend it. Hallelujah. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to be a witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to be a witness of that light. That was the true light, which gives light to every man coming into the world. Hallelujah. Amen. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. Verse 12. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name. Hallelujah. Verse 13. Who were born not of blood, not of the will of the flesh, not of the will of man, but of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 14. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the Holy Begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Verse 15. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, this is he of whom I said, he who comes after me is preferred before me. He was before me. Hallelujah. Let's read verse 16 together into 18. One to go. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is so wonderful. John, in his account about
Jesus gave a summary of who Jesus is. He gave a kind of, his own account was a kind of different from others. Others gave a physical background of who Jesus was. Mary, begotten of this, begotten of that, begotten of that. Hallelujah. But John came and said, in the beginning was the Word. Hallelujah. That was different. Hallelujah. The word he used, word, is the word logos. The beginning was the logos. The word for logos simply means a message. The conclusion of a message. Hallelujah. Logos means the conclusion of a message. That is a message itself. So when he said Jesus is the word, it means Jesus is the message. Hallelujah. What message? A message spoken of the prophets. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So he said, in the beginning was the word. That message, hallelujah, is in the beginning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We find him say the same thing in 1 John. Look at his epistles. 1 John chapter 1, verse 1. He held on to it. He called them the word of life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 1 John chapter 1, verse 1. Look at what he said. He said, now, he said, that which was from the beginning, which we've heard, which we've seen with our eyes, which we've looked upon, and our hands have handled concerning the word of life. Did you see that? He calls it the word of life. As soon as said, the life was manifested and we've seen and bear witness and declare that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested to us. Did you see that? He called them the life. Called them the word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So he referred to him as the word. You find him calling the word in First John chapter 2 verse 14 also. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So John in his letters and in his gospel described the Lord Jesus as the message.
Described Jesus as the message. Which the prophet spoke. Where the prophets bore. Hallelujah. That is, he described him as the body of truth. The word. He described him as the body of truth. Glory to God. The body of truth. That carried the reality of the Father. Remember, the word logos means a body of truth. A revelation. Hallelujah. So he described him as the body of truth. That carries the reality of the Father. If you want to see the Father, look at Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We'll get to see that shortly. He said he came to his own. If you look down that First John, he said, you know, he said in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word, and the Word was God. He said, same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. And without him is anything made that is made. He said, in him was life. Meaning, you see, the Word, which is Christ, is the life carrier. Hallelujah. Carries the life of the Father. In him was life. Life is the light of men. Now look at verse 10. See, he was in the world. The world was made. Ginomai. The world was made through him. And the world did not know him. He came to his own. His own. The word, that phrase, his own, is the word idios. I-D-I-O-S. It means a separated people. One's kindred. Somebody's kindred. Like a kindred. A separated people. Idios. I-D-I-O-S. Idios, that's the Greek word. It implies a separated people. One's own kindred. Hallelujah. You know, and we discover that when it talks about he came to his own, it was referring to Israel. Romans chapter 1, verse 3. It said he was of the seed of David. Hallelujah. Of the seed of David. Romans 1, 3. Was of the seed of David. So meaning Israel is a physical. Or is a physical location where the Messiah was born through. Hallelujah. So Israel was to give him his humanity. Do you understand me? Israel as a nation was to give him his humanity. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And him being born of or born from Israel doesn't make Israel a special nation. Hallelujah. The special nation is not Israel, but the Israel of God. Israel means what? No, Israel means it's on the it's on two words. Israel, or let me call it that, is pronounced Y-I-S-R-A-E-L, which is pronounced Israel. Now, the word Israel means people, and your last word is El. El is used for Elohim. It's used for Elohim, used for El Shaddai. Hallelujah. It means God. Hallelujah. It's the abbreviation of the word God. So it means people of God. Hallelujah. Now, who, by reason of Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection, we now discover that the reason why Jesus came was for the world and for the church. Now, the church is God's plan for the earth. The church is God's purpose for the earth. Are you hearing me? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The plan of the church is the plan of God for the earth. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So therefore, this shows us that the main Israel, or the Israel that Paul talked about, are the church. We, hallelujah. But it doesn't mean that because Jesus came for, you know, some people think, oh, Mary gave birth to Jesus, so therefore Mary is special. So they want to honor Mary and honor Israel. It's wrong. Hallelujah. It's wrong. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Okay. Hallelujah. So he came to his own. His own did not receive him. His own will be Israel, right? Right? You know, Jesus said something in Mark. Is it Mark chapter 6? He said a prophet is without honor even in his own town. So he refers to Nazareth as his own town in Israel. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Then verse 14. He said, now look at verse 13. He said, as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become the children of God. As many as received him, he gave them the right to become the children of God, even to them that believe in his name. Hallelujah. And I say, who were born? Not of blood. Now it tells you, the believers, the one who are his own, are the ones that are not of the natural descent of Israel. I am the of the nation Israel. They are not of blood or flesh. They are born of God. Hallelujah. So automatically gives you a distinction of who are his own people now. Glory to God. Now verse 14. 14 is very important. It said, and the word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. I will beheld his glory. The word. That word, that logos, that message that the prophet spoke about, he said it became flesh. Hallelujah. And dwelt amongst us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So the message became flesh. The message took on humanity. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, a tabernacle amongst us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say, it's a tabernacle amongst us. Say after me, it's a tabernacle amongst us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now let's look at the word became. The word became. Became, the word to become means to change status. It's the same word, genomai. Hallelujah. It means the word changed status. Hallelujah. It changed form and became flesh. Hallelujah. So that the word to change status, the word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. Amongst us. So the message that the prophets bore, the message that they carried, took on flesh. Hallelujah. That truth, that message became flesh and dwelt amongst us. I said, and the Bible shows us that that message is God Himself. Hallelujah. God became flesh and dwelt amongst us. Glory to God. And now, he now said, and we beheld his glory. We beheld his glory. The word glory is the word dozer.
Hallelujah. We beheld his glory.
What was John referring to here? What was John passing across to us? We beheld his glory. What glory was he referring to? Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Exodus 33, quickly. Exodus 33. Exodus 33, verse 9. Let's go. Just put your hands in that, John. Let's run that to Exodus 33, verse 9. In Exodus chapter 33, verse 9. And it came to pass, when Moses entered the tabernacle. Now, listen. Moses has pitched the tabernacle. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So Moses has pitched the tabernacle. Now Moses came to meet with the Lord. And the people saw him. Now look at what happened. And it came to pass when Moses entered the tabernacle, and the pillar of the cloud descended and stood. Then the pillar of the cloud descended and stood at the door of the tabernacle, and the Lord talked with Moses. And the people saw the cloud, saw the pillar of cloud standing at the tabernacle door. And the people rose and worshipped, each man in his tent door. What did they see? They saw miracle signs and wonders, right? They saw the glory, right? They saw it descend like a cloud and spoke with Moses. Who saw it? Everybody did. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who did? Everybody did. Okay, let's see what happened. Look at what Moses now said. After they saw these things, look at verse 11. So the Lord spoke face to face, spoke to Moses, spoke to face, as a man would speak to his friend, and he would return to the camp. But the serpent Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, did not depart from the tabernacle. Now they saw the glory, right? Now look at verse 14. Moses, God was speaking to Moses. He said, look at what he said. Moses asked the Lord some things. Now look at what he says. He said, and he said, my presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. Now God has assured Moses his presence. Now, to make you know, Moses knew a lot of things. Remember, I said Moses pitched the tabernacle because of what?
You followed my teachings. Like Paul would tell Timothy, you followed my doctrines. Why did Moses give them a tabernacle? Was a tabernacle God's plan for Israel? No. So why did Moses give them a tabernacle? Talk now. You've attended meetings. Those in Lagos. Yes? Now it's a bit far. A bit. Yes? You followed my teaching. You are always around for teaching meetings. Flow. You always listen to messages. You have the message, the throne, the cross, the blood across the throne. So you should have known this. Why did he give them a tabernacle? Was giving them a tabernacle God's plan? No. Right? Right? Because of the hardness of their heart. Because he gave them the message. They did not receive the message. So, since they couldn't receive the message, he had to give them the tabernacle. The message was Christ in them. But since they couldn't believe the message, they couldn't receive the message. So what did he do? He showed them in symbols to them. Do you understand that? Do you understand that? Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, he gave them the tabernacle. He gave them the pitch, the tent, because of their rejection of the gospel. So therefore, he will now relate to them who the believers, what will happen in the believers in the physical structure. Do you understand that? That's just it. Glory to God. In the tabernacle, they will spill blood and say they are shedding blood. Those of you who attended the last teaching meeting, you discovered that a new creation, which blood was shed in our heart? The spirit, right? So the blood of Christ is no longer red blood cell.
The red blood cell wasted on the floor. Hallelujah. The blood of Christ is not red blood cell. The blood of Christ is the spirit in us. Hallelujah. Did you get that? So those who are the blood of Jesus, especially the blood to splash, is a mistake. It is error. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's overblown error. Glory to God. So the blood of Christ is the spirit of Christ in our heart. Glory to God. Now, he gave them the tabernacle because of the hardness of their heart. I need you to get on this straight. Get it straight. These are messages that 2019, it's hard. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Okay. Let's go ahead. Now, he now said, look at verse 14. He said, my presence will go with you and I'll give you rest. Now, God has assured them of his presence. That means, what did the people see descending on the tabernacle? What did they see? The cloud, which is what? The presence of God, which symbolizes the glory of God, right? So they saw the miracle signs and wonders. They saw the glory. Now let's look at what Moses said in verse 18. Let's start from verse 17. So the Lord said to Moses, I will also do this thing that you have spoken, for you have found grace in my sight, and I know you, and I know you by name. And he said, please show me your glory. What did he see in the tabernacle? What did he see in the tabernacle? Glory. But now Moses said, no, Lord, show me your glory. That means there's something Moses knows and those people didn't know. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Now, that means there is something about the glory that Moses knows about. Hallelujah. Because Moses said, Lord, show me your glory. But I thought they all saw the glory earlier on in verse 9. Do you understand me? That's what I thought. Pastor Philemon, nobody did this again. I thought they all saw the glory earlier on in verse 9. But yes, Moses saying, Lord, show me your glory. So what did they see? What did they see? Really, there's something Moses knows. And he says to God, show me your glory. But the Bible says God spoke to him face to face. Moses said, Lord, show me your glory. And you know, did God answer that question? God did. And when did he answer it? John chapter 1, verse 14. He said, I will beheld his glory. Who is the glory? Christ is the glory. So when Moses asked, show me your glory, was not referring to the miracle signs and wonders that the people saw, referring to the glory of Christ, which is Christ. Hallelujah. So he said, the word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. You know, there's some people who sing, from glory to glory, he is taking me. Taking you? Which glory to which glory? Hallelujah. I always sang that song, from glory, he has taken us. Hallelujah. It's in the past. Hallelujah. I've always sang it that way because I understood that there are two levels of glory. Now that means there is the glory that those guys saw in the tabernacle, the miracles, signs, and wonders. The Bible says the glory of God went to them as a pillar of cloud and as a pillar of fire, the glory of God. Hallelujah. Meaning all those things they saw as the miracle signs and wonders were lesser glory. Hallelujah. They were lesser glory. That is why in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, it will now say, in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, it will now tell you about the two kinds of glory.
He said, we all, verse 18, with an unveiled face. He said, beholding us in the glass, the glory of the Lord. He said, we are metamorphosed. He said, beholding us in the glass, the glory of God. He said, we are metamorphosed. We are changed to that same image. He said, from glory to glory. When he talks about from glory to glory, it's not something that is happening on a consistent basis. It's something that happened once. Hallelujah. Because he shows us that before that time, he said, he was comparing two things. Hallelujah. Was comparing two glories. He was talking about when he was talking about Moses and talking about Christ. Now he said, if a man be turned to the Lord, he said the veil is taken away. Hallelujah. And what is that veil? That was the lesser glory. It was taken away. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So Christ is the greater glory. So what will we call miracles, signs, and wonders? Lesser glory. So people that get happy about miracle signs and wonders, it's lesser glory. That is why Jesus Christ would tell his disciples in Luke chapter 10, when they came back to him and said, Father, he said, Master, he said the demons were subject to us. They will cast out that demon. That should be verses 18 to 19. They will cast out that demons. We heal the sick. We raise the dead. You were happy and rejoice. Jesus said, rejoice not that the demons are subject to you. Hey! Because it's a lesser glory. He said, but rejoice that your name is written in the book. Written in heaven. Did you see that? Rejoice that your name is written in heaven. That is eternal. He's talking about the new birth. And the Bible said, in that same hour, Jesus rejoiced in the spirit. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So it tells you that the greater glory is Christ.
The greater glory is Christ in the believer. Hallelujah. That is the greater glory.
Hallelujah. Amen. That is the greater glory. Hallelujah. 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 So Jesus' incarnation is the answer to Moses' question. Show me your glory. Show me your glory. Jesus is the answer to Moses' question. Show me your glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now Moses' question has been answered. In Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Christ. His question has been answered.
Now, Jesus' incarnation, I said, is the answer to Moses' question to see God's glory.
Now, this is the reason. Okay, let me not jump too far. Hallelujah. 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 Grace is that now he says, Amen. Verse 14. He says, we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father. The word only begotten. We know the word, hallelujah, is the word monogenu. Hallelujah. The only begotten. Monogenu. Hallelujah. At incarnation, he is the begotten of God. He says,
John used that word several. It's the only begotten of God. Monogenu. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The only begotten of the Father. Hallelujah. 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 Whoo, glory. He's a full of grace and truth. Verse 16. And of his fullness. Of his fullness. Of his completeness. We have all received grace for grace. Hallelujah. 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 He said, grace for grace.
Of his fullness. Of Christ's fullness and grace. Hallelujah. So he calls, listen, he calls his fullness grace. Hallelujah. Now we receive this fullness, meaning he gave himself. God gave him to us. Hallelujah. And that act is called grace. That's what he calls grace. He said, of his fullness, we receive grace. For grace. Hallelujah. Grace for grace. When that act of Jesus given to us and we receive it is called grace. Charis. Free gift. So we discover, we see that all of Christ's work is given to the church. Given. Hallelujah. For God so loved the world that he gave. Did you see that? So grace would be a blessed act of giving. Jesus'
that all he did will be the act of giving, which is what? Grace. So therefore, grace is the act of giving. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Grace is the act of giving. Giving. Grace. So Jesus giving to us is grace. So Jesus, that is why you see some people say Jesus is the definition of grace. Hallelujah. Because he gave. It is he. Hallelujah. 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 So what is the grace of God? Christ in you. Of his fullness have we received. Now, what we receive is what John called grace. Of his fullness have we received grace. Hallelujah. Did you get that? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He said, of his fullness have we received grace for grace. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Verse 18. No one has seen God at any time.
No one has seen God. Who then spoke to Moses? I thought Moses had a contact with God face to face, right? Oh, can you now see? Lesser glory. Did you understand that? Do you understand how the Bible is his position? It's lesser glory. That was lesser glory. That was not the real glory. Hallelujah. Who is the Greek?
Okay, let's look at it fully. So no man has seen God at any time. No man has seen God at any time. See, the only begotten of God who is in the bosom of the Father. Who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. The word to declare is the word exegomai. Hezejumai. We'll find the same word Hegomai used in Acts of Apostles chapter 10 verse 8, when Peter was, the Bible says, as Peter declared to the house of Cornelius, the word declared, I mean, as Peter explained to Cornelius, say the Holy Spirit fell. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We find the same word used in Acts chapter 15 verse 12. When Barnabas and Paul came to the council, when they had some issues to sort out, the Bible said, and they explained. Say, Barnabas and Paul explained is the word. They said to man. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Find the same word in Acts 21 verse 19 and Luke 24 verse 35. Luke 24, verse 35. When the two guys, after they had an encounter with Jesus, they began to explain. Verse 35 now said, and they told about the things that happened on the road and how he was known to them in the breaking of bread. They told, they spoke, they declared, they explained. Hallelujah. So therefore, hezejumai will mean to give account by explaining. So when it talks about Jesus explained the Father, hallelujah. Say the only begotten of the Father has declared him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. So let's move ahead. I said, Jesus' incarnation was to show the world how and who God is. He explained him. Hallelujah. So he showed them how and who God is. The people had no knowledge of God, of who God is before now. They don't know. That is why in the Old Testament you hear different accounts. You hear things like the death angel from God came and killed. Do you understand me? Death, because you don't know who God is. An account to say if there's evil and good in the land, I the Lord do it. There was no clear distinction about the person of God in the Old Testament. Genesis, there was no clear distinction about who God really is. An account will say, and the Lord moved David to count the people. Another account goes, and the devil moved David to count the people. Do you understand? But there was no clear distinction of who God is. Do you understand that? So there was no clear distinction. So now the Bible says Jesus explained the Father. So you see him in explaining who the Father is in his actions, in his word. You see him here, you hear him say God is love. Right? You hear him talk about the Father as the loving Father.
Hallelujah.
In fact, he had to correct John the Baptist. John the Baptist said something. He said, he that is coming after me, who is preferred than me, say he shall baptize with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Meaning he will baptize you with blessing and with judgment. Because the word fire is used in judgment. Do you understand me? I've always explained that to us, right? But in Jesus' explanation, in Acts of Apostles chapter 1, he said you will be baptized with the Spirit at not many days from now. Do you understand that? So he did not talk about the fire. Because they think John in his explanation, which is John the Baptist in his explanation, thinks that Jesus is coming with judgment. He's going to kill. Do you understand me? But hey, Jesus came when he wants to give account of what he's come to do. You hear him talk about the Spirit. Right? You wouldn't find him talk about judgment. The same way you will not find the disciples talk about hellfire. Do you understand that? You will not find the apostles, the epistles talk about hellfire. Hallelujah, because it's not part of his ministry. Glory to God. Did you understand that? Can we flow? Okay, now Jesus explained who the Father is. John 14 verse 6. He told them, have you been with me this long? And you don't know who the Father is. Hallelujah. He spoke to Philip that way. Verse 6 into 7. Say, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one gets to the Father except through me. If you have known me, you have known my Father also. From now, I say, from now on, you know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father. It is sufficient for us. Keep all this talk. Jesus said to him, have I been with you so long ago, Philip? And you have not known me? He who has seen me has seen the Father. Hallelujah. So how can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father in me? Did you see that? He explained the Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So therefore, his words, the words of Christ, and his attitude will reflect who God is and how God is and how God expects the man in Christ to behave and to act. So therefore, in Jesus' words and his attitude, you will find out who God is, how God behaves, and how God expects the man in Christ. You're supposed to write in this. And how God expects the man in Christ to behave. I guess some of us don't know how to judge. Waiting for me to release Rema. Stay there. Everything I'm saying is Rema. Hallelujah. You judge. You're in a school. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So the act of the words and attitude of Christ will reflect who God is, how God behaves, how we expect the man in Christ to behave and to act. Hallelujah. You know, that is very important. Act of Apostles chapter 1. Let's see what Luke wrote. He said, the former account I made, O Theophilus. Now, that was who he wrote the book of Luke to, and that is who is writing the book of Acts to. O Theophilus, and all that Jesus began to do and teach. Did you see that? Did you see that? So, everything Luke, Acts of Apostles chapter 1 verse 1, everything that Luke wrote in the book of Luke and in the book of Acts is all that Jesus did and taught, which should reflect who and how the Father is. Glory to God. And I would remember, I said, he also would show us how the believer would behave. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15. 1 Timothy 3, 15. Paul will now say to the church, if I tarry, right? If I'm delayed, I write that you know how you also conduct yourself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God,
the pillar and the ground of truth.
I want to take just a word to show that, and that is the word conduct. Conduct. Hallelujah. Remember,
I have spoken about what the pillar and the ground of truth was during our what? Teaching meeting, right?
Hallelujah. Now, the word conduct is the word anastrepho. Anastrepho. A-N-A-S-T-R-E-P-H-O.
Anastrepho. A-N-A-S-T.
A-N-A-S-T-R-E-P-H-O. Anastrepho. It means, or it implies, to behave oneself.
How to behave oneself. Hallelujah. So you know how to behave yourself. How to behave yourself.
Glory to God. Now, there's a way the believer ought to conduct his or herself. And Jesus shows us in his earthly walk, and he taught it.
There's a way a believer ought to conduct himself. Jesus Christ showed us that in his earthly walk, and he taught it. So he didn't just show us, he taught it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So Jesus began to do and to teach. Now, meaning Jesus taught and practiced by precept and example. Jesus taught and practiced.
So that is to say, he discipled people by precept, which is by teaching and by example. And one of those things he did was prayer. Remember, we're talking about laboring in prayer. Hallelujah. One of those things he did, he taught and he lived his prayer. Now I'm going to be fast. Prayer.
Hallelujah. For all of us now. As a believer, you cannot say you are involved in ministry or you are a leader in any capacity and prayer doesn't have the first place in your ministry or your life.
You cannot say you are involved in ministry, in the ministry of God, in the ministry of Christ. Not what the Father's ministry. You are involved in the things of God.
That's what I mean.
You cannot say you are involved in the things of God, or you are a leader in any capacity. Hallelujah.
You cannot say hallelujah. And prayer doesn't have a first place in your ministry or your life. You treat prayer with levity. You are in the pews.
Hallelujah. You cannot never say you have started the work of ministry. You can never say you are in partnership with Christ when prayer doesn't take the first place.
Hallelujah. He said you don't outgrow the basics. You don't outgrow the basic. You don't outgrow teachings and the lifestyle of the believer. You don't outgrow teachings.
Some people say is it not prayer? I've listened to a series of prayer. I know it. No, you don't outgrow the basics. One of the basics we have in the believerhood is teaching. Even if I come tomorrow to teach about laboring in prayer and I'm saying the same thing I'm saying, you ought to be writing. Your not writing is an act of arrogancy and an act of childishness. Because you don't outgrow the basics. Hallelujah. You don't know how to grow the basics in spirituality, in Christianity. You don't. And what are the basics? You don't have to grow teachings. You don't have to grow prayer. You don't have to grow evangelism. You don't outgrow it. I'm stressing it. You don't have to grow teachings. You don't have to grow prayer. You don't have to grow evangelism.
You don't have to grow it. Say, I don't have to grow it. Hallelujah. Prayer is a believer's lifestyle. Prayer is a believer's lifestyle.
It's a believer's lifestyle. It is our lifestyle.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is my lifestyle. My
lifestyle.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Act of Apostles chapter 6, from verse 2 to 4.
Peter said, choose within yourself
Several men full of good reputation said that we serve tables. He said, as for me, we'll give ourselves continually. I'm trying to be fast. That's why I'm not opening. So we'll give ourselves continually. Say to the ministry of the word and prayer. You see that? They didn't outgrow it. They were already apostles. They did not outgrow it. But they said they will give ourselves continually, constantly. Hallelujah. Constantly to the ministry of the word and prayer. Prayer is a constant. I must never be treated as an option. Prayer is a constant. Should not be treated as an option. Never treat prayer as a second basic. No, prayer is a constant. There are some people who now, because of laziness, they now have prayer group, prayer band, prayer warriors. That is ignorance gone on rampage. That is exchanging brass or gold. Some people have exchanged brass or gold. Exchange gold for brass. Thank you. They've exchanged gold for brass. They brought in brass instead of gold. What the hell is prayer warrior? Prayer warrior. A group of people, prayer band. They are more interested than the pastor will be sitting there eating chicken. Hallelujah. That is nonsense. Any ministry, any church that doesn't give room for teaching, for prayer, and for evangelism, they are not yet doing the will of God the right way. Are you hearing me? They are not doing the will of God. They are serving their pockets. Hallelujah. You need to understand that as we go into 2019. Sorry. Hallelujah. You need to understand this. So your cell members must be grounded in the teaching of the word. They must be grounded in prayer. And they must be given to evangelism. Hallelujah. Do you understand that? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Never treat it as an option. It is a constant, it's a conscious activity. Prayer is conscious. Hallelujah.
2 Corinthians chapter
12, verse 9 to 11. That is where we saw that they brought in brass to replace gold. The 2 Chronicles chapter 12, verse 9 to 11, they brought in brass to replace gold. They brought in brass. Are you substituting prayer for something else? Are you substituting prayer for Telemundo? Are you substituting prayer for something else? When you ought to be praying because your family is watching television, you sat down to watch TV. When you're supposed to be praying. Have you left prayer for prayer warriors? When you pay money and say, pray for me. You know, it is not my ministry to pray. There's something wrong with your praying. It's not your ministry to pray. Say, it's my ministry. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is everybody's ministry to pray.
So that's what I say. We are in deliverance ministers. We don't give ourselves to prayer. That's what people are, prayer warriors.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm a prayer machine. I'm a prayer machine. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm a prayer machine.
So if you don't want to pray, don't pray. But I have to pray. I pray all the time. Hallelujah. 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 So you're not starting prayer machine group.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Many believers, yes, what I said. Many believers today are doing similar thing, exchanging gold for brass. If a minister starts using strategy as a means of ministry growth, he is exchanging gold for brass.
If he starts using strategy, when we need to strategize, you know what I'm going to do? Yeah? You're going to go and invite your brother. Your brother to invite your cousin. And like that, if our family comes, you know, shoes you are exchanging, you began to exchange gold for brass.
You're sending good to a brother, eh? Okay, Pastor, we're kind of in a hot chair now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is no other power in the work of ministry outside prayer power.
There is no other power in the work of ministry outside prayer power. Prayer power is the only power in the work of ministry. Prayer power.
There's power in prayer. We'll look at it. The kind of... No, it's honor. This is honor. Okay, after the fact, there's no other power in work of ministry outside prayer power. Any ministry or believer's work not built on prayer is built on falsehood. Strategy is falsehood.
Any believer's work not built on prayer is built on falsehood. Strategizing, is falsehood.
Just strategize to get more members. We begin to strategize and carry ushers and food, we play and the smile. I want you just to smile. You're welcome.
Strategizing, falsehood.
You're not praying.
Hallelujah. You're not praying. You carry 50 ushers. Just be smiling and then you're welcome. Or when you begin to strategize, let sister go and be following your brothers. Falsehood. Hallelujah.
You had some of those things this year in campus ministry. So some places you go there. The place you let me not call it. Say we are abiding, whatever. Sisters, be following your brothers. Strategy. Once you get there. When they see her, they just look for one fresh sister. Fresh.
If you are not fine, you cannot do follow up in that. You will just be a chair bencher.
Yeah, you go to prayer warrior group. Hallelujah. Then, as a brother, you are taught to buff up well, that you'll be following up sisters. It's funny. Hallelujah. So therefore, we began to see them on. We began to see follow up under the trees at night. I do follow up under trees in the night. It's follow up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Strategy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Prayer pursue the will of God. Prayer pursues the will of God. The man God uses is the man of prayer. The man God uses is the man of prayer. Prayer pursues the will of God. The man God uses is the man of prayer. God will trust his work on the man who prays and on the man who doesn't pray. God will trust his work to a man who prays than on the man who does not pray. The man God uses is the man of prayer. That is the man God will be confident to use. Not the man who knows Greek and Hebrew. It's the man who prays. When they say pray, it's not the time to walk, it's the time to pray. It's the man God uses. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah. Hallelujah. Prayer brings out the power of God inherent in the believer. It makes it readily available. We'll see this shortly. It makes it readily available to you. Hallelujah.
The man who prays and the man who relies on God's will and not on his brain. The man who prays is the man who relies 100% solely on God's will. Is the man who relies on God's will and no other will. Is the man who has lost his senses to God's will. Is the man who has lost his personality to God's will. That is the man who prays. Hallelujah.
A man who prays is a man who doesn't have personal will. Who doesn't know anything like his own doing? Who doesn't know anything like his own? His will is his will.
Hallelujah.
His will is my will.
His will, his own personal will is swallowed up in Christ's will. That is the man who prays.
Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Jesus had a prayer life. Remember, I said he thought and he lived. He had a prayer life. Luke chapter 3, verse 21. He was going to be baptized. The Bible said he was praying. Luke 3:21. He was praying. At the point of starting his ministry, he was praying. He was going to be baptized, he was praying. He didn't just walk in there, he was praying. Is the man given to prayer? Hallelujah. Luke chapter 5, from verse 15 to 17, the Bible says Jesus Christ withdrew himself to pray. Luke chapter 5. Let's quickly rush to Luke 5. It's getting a bit darker. Luke chapter 5. From verse 15 to 17. However, the report went around concerning him all the more, and the great multitude came together to hear and be healed by him of their infirmities. So he himself often withdrew into the wilderness and prayed.
He didn't just withdraw himself and go and sit down. He withdrew himself and prayed.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The word to withdraw is the word hypocorio. Hypocorio. H-U-P-O-C-H-O-R-E-O. Hypocorio.
It means
to retire quickly. So while Jesus was there, Bible says he withdrew himself, he retired quickly.
Hallelujah.
He retired quickly. He went out immediately to pray. Immediately.
When he saw the miracles, the blind healed, the blind see, the lame walk, the sick heal. He didn't start rejoicing. Hey, did you see my miracle? Hey, did you say no?
Bible says he withdrew himself to pray.
When ministry begins to make more sense, when ministry begins to grow more, you pray more.
Hallelujah.
Did you get that? When the cell begins to expand more, that shows it's time to pray more. When Jesus saw the miracles, he went back to pray. That is his lifestyle.
He went back to pray more. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He wanted to choose his disciples. In Luke chapter 6 from verse 12, the Bible said he prayed. In chapter 6, Luke chapter 6, wanted to choose his disciples in verse 12. It came to pass in those days that when he went out to the mountain to pray, and he continued all night in prayer to God. And when it was day, he called his disciples to himself.
Hey, you wanted to choose disciples. It's not just to call people. Come. It's not just small evangelism. I want to go and do evangelism. It's not just to carry Bible. It's not just to preach. Jesus died for you. Give your life. No. 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 When you begin to do that, you are missing the right thing. You are missing the mark. Hallelujah. You are missing the mark.
Glory to God. Jesus wanted to choose disciples. He went to pray all night. All night is 6 to 6. He prayed 6 p.m. He prayed all night. What was he praying for to choose his disciples? Hallelujah. Did you get that? All night to pray. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 9 verse 28. This time in chapter 9, he carried his disciples to pray. He carried his two disciples. Let's go and pray. And as they went to pray, they began to see other things. Hallelujah. Elijah built an altar for Elijah and this. Let me just talk about that. Hallelujah. He carried his disciples to pray. Now he's not the one praying. Now he's now teaching them by examples.
Hallelujah. Did you see that?
Glory to God. Hallelujah. In Luke chapter 11, he taught them how to pray. When you pray, say hallelujah. He taught them how to pray. If you look at the account of Matthew, he told them what to do when you pray. Say, do not pray like the hypocrites do. Hallelujah. Good thing you'll be heard for their many sins. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He told them to have the right mindset in prayer.
So when you pray, go into that closet. It means it's not enter inside your house,
What it means is that don't pray because you want people to see you pray. Hallelujah. That's what he said. Don't pray so that others will recognize you are praying. Don't pray to please men.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Luke chapter 22. From verse 41 to 46, Jesus Christ prayed again. Luke 22. He prayed again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. First of all, he told Simon in verse 31. Simon, Simon, indeed, Satan has asked for you that he may shift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith should not fail. And when you have returned to me, strengthen your brethren. Then he took them to pray. When he took them to pray, he told them, pray that you fall not into temptation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He took them to pray from verse 41 to 46. He told them how to pray. The same account you find in Mark chapter 14. He took them to pray. He prayed more earnestly. He prayed for Peter. I hope you know that. When he took Peter to pray in verse 40, he said, and he came to the place and he said to them, pray that you may not enter into temptation. And then he withdrew himself to pray. He came and found them sleeping. He told them again, pray that you fall not into temptation. He did that 3 times.
What does that mean? He had prayed for Peter, but he needed Peter to pray that he falls not into temptation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the point of prayer is the point where you also receive the prayers of others for you. Hallelujah.
Do you understand that? Do not just say, my pastor is praying for me. I pray for all my leaders, pray for all my pastors. I do not stop praying.
We'll get to see that soon from Epaphras.
Hallelujah.
I do not stop praying. The fact that my pastors are now, they now have cells under them, they now have ministries under them, I still pray for them. You know why I still pray for them? I still pray for everybody. Sometimes I call your names. If I could remember, most times I call names of brethren. I call pastors. All pastors, we are not much now. So I call all pastors by their name and pray for them. And I pray that they grow. Because they grow. You don't stop praying. Hallelujah. So that my people are grown now. So this stress of prayer may stop. It's a lifetime prayer. You keep praying, there's no end. Hallelujah. So as the ministry grows. When you were 10, you were praying 20 hours. You are now 50. You are now reduced to 2 hours. No! You grow! Hallelujah! You pray more. You pray more. Hallelujah! You pray more. Hallelujah! Because as you pray more, it grows more. You pray more, it grows more. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Men who want to take over the whole world don't joke with prayer. Do you understand me?
Yes,
say, I want to take over the whole, I want to take over my whole street. And you only pray 30 minutes. And your prayer is shoulder, mama. And that's your prayer. I want to take over the whole street of my people. And you're not shoulder, mama, shoulder, mama, shoulder, mama. Father, thank you. Shoulder, mama. I'm ready to take over the whole street. You are taking over nothing. Hallelujah. It's the men who wake up to pray. Hallelujah. They wake up to pray. They go to out of field. They are there 5 a.m., 4 a.m., 5 a.m., 6 a.m., 7 a.m. They are taking over. Hallelujah. 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 Some people started toilet ministry, and when they grew, they left toilet ministry and entered power ministry, and they are watching Telemundo and they are praying. Hallelujah. 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 When membership grows, prayer grows. Hallelujah. Are you hearing me? We don't joke with prayer. We pray.
Colossians chapter 4. Colossians chapter 4. When you pray, most time we don't know.
Jesus Christ said, pray that you fall under no temptation. Remember, temptations are mandated.
Yeah.
So I don't know why my life is like this. I don't know why is it that they like disturbing me. They lie, I don't know why. I had a story of a lady. She said a brother came, a guy came to Ohua. You know, he came and chided her. The sister was angry. She was angry. Do you understand? She was angry. I said, sister, why are you angry now? She said, the brother did not say, yes, I did not agree. But why I'm angry is that he is not afraid. This fire brand. You understand?
Go back and pray.
You don't know about that. Say, pray that you fall into temptation. When you pray more,
you will not fall into temptation.
Even if it comes, it will not sit on your head.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. It will not sit on your head. Glory to God. He told Peter, he said, pray that you fall into temptation. Did Peter fall?
He did well.
Do you know him? No. I've never seen him before. A little girl. Little girl. The Bible calls, see, look, a little girl. Say, God, you gave me bread. You gave me bread. I know you gave me bread. See, the Bible did not say he denied you. No, he said. He said he cursed the lady. No go with me to father. Now me you want kill. Cost her a little girl. As he was doing that, he was ringing those calls. The cock now called his name.
And that was a Peter
recognizing he has denied the master child.
Oh, he did not pray.
Hallelujah. Okay. Colossians chapter 4, verses 12. It says, Epaphras, who is one of you, a born servant of Christ, greets you, always laboring fervently in prayer.
Did you see that?
What is Epaphras doing? Always laboring fervently in prayers for you. Laboring fervently for you in prayers, that you may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God.
He is laboring in prayer. And God is homage. He is toiling in prayer. Hallelujah. Striving the word to labor, the word to toil. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Fervently. The word fervently is the word that means he did not just stop. He did not just pray and stop. He continued. He did not say the church at Colossae has grown now. No. He did not say now Philemon, the pastor in the church at Colossae, is now doing much more in love. No. He said he continued fervently in prayer. Laboring. The word is laboring. It becomes a labor when you don't want to pray, but you want to do it, but your spirit is, but you are praying. It becomes a labor when you are doing it consistently. Hallelujah. There are people who stop praying because their cell got to 20. They stop praying because their brother began to win souls. They stop praying for the brother. No, you keep praying. Hallelujah. He stands perfect in the will of God. He is not shifted abroad. He is not shifted as the wheat. Hallelujah. He stands perfectly in the will of God. In the year 2019, he stands perfectly. Are you hearing me? In the year 2019, I stand perfectly in the will of God. I stand perfectly in the will of God. Hallelujah. I'm standing perfect. I'm not going to be shifted at all. My gaze will not move. Hallelujah. My gaze is fixed on Christ. In 2019, my gaze is fixed on Christ. You know, this one that comes my way. Hallelujah. My gaze is on Christ 2019. I grow in knowledge. I grow in knowledge. Are you hearing me? Hallelujah. I'm not going to be shifted. Hallelujah. My cell members will not be sheep. Their eyes are fixed. Hallelujah. My campus ministry, we are. Hallelujah. You are saying this. You are consistent. Hallelujah. That is the only power we know in wind. Praying power. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
When they wanted to kill Peter,
Bible said the church prayed. The church prayed. That is, they don't have connection. They only know prayer power. Hallelujah.
They only know prayer power. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, prayer is therefore a conscious act. And it's one that should not be done when one wants to do it. It is one that it is.
Prayer is an activity that is done as a necessity. Do you eat because you are hungry? Do you eat because you are hungry? Your type is rare. Or do you get hungry before you eat? Do you get hungry before you eat? Say the truth. Do you get hungry before you eat?
Yes.
This is, let me tell you something. See, Moses, do you know something? Do you know something? First, I was asked that question. Listen, I said, I eat when I get hungry. Then the person told me, go and watch from today. And when I discovered, I don't eat because I get hungry. I eat because. Sometimes because it's time to eat. Sometimes because you see people eating, sometimes because you see people's food. It's not because you're hungry.
Hallelujah. When you know you are hungry and it's time to eat, you are hungry. It's when you are fasting. When you are fasting and the hunger comes, and these two places hooked.
That's why some people say, the Lord is good. Let me just tell you. You fast. That's why you are fasting.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody once asked a question, sir, if you fast, here you're not supposed to feel hungry. I said, then you're not started fasting. You fast when you feel hungry. I said, now I am fasting. Hallelujah. 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 So prayer, it should be done as a matter of necessity. You eat as a matter of necessity. Hallelujah. Jesus, being God's incarnation, prayed. He tells us a modest prayer as the way God. Take this. Jesus, being God's incarnation, prayed. And this tells us a modest prayer as the way God behaves to us. A modest prayer as the way God wants us to behave, or God behaves towards us. Modest prayer to us. A modest prayer to us.
This is God's character towards prayer. God, Kenneth Hagin will say, God will not do anything in the earth except men pray. God, Kenneth Hagin said that God will not do anything in the earth. God will not do anything in the earth except man prays. So man has got to pray.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. I'm a man of prayer. Jesus didn't just pray, he labored in prayer, earnestly, deep passion. Luke 22 verse 44, where we read, the Bible says he prayed that the drop of his blood, of his sweat was as thick as he earnestly prayed. Earnestly prayed. So it's labor. Prayer in itself is labor. So when you are praying, you are doing shuri mama, shuri mama, shuri mama, shuri mama, shuri mama, shuri, just know you are not praying. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's labor. Jesus Christ prayed all night, standing, praying all night. All night, not sleeping.
If Jesus prayed all night, it means he prayed all night. He came as a man. He prayed all night. All. There was no music in his ear. There was no hymn song. He prayed all night. Hallelujah. He prayed all night.
Yes, and you are man of God.
And God demands in you. And the God in man is in you, and you are in the God in man. What does that make you?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Paul calls it to travail. Paul calls it to travail.
Galatians chapter 4, verse 19. He said, my little children, whom I travail in birth for, he said, yet travaileth I again to Christ before me.
So, you see, so Paul calls it to travail. Labor means to toil. Now, when Paul said, whom I travail in birth, it means the word for labor will mean all that Paul will do to ensure that the spiritual birth and growth, which will include prayer, constant follow-up with the word, teaching, etc., will be tagged as what? Labor. Do you understand that? Let's move ahead. The apostles prayed. Act of Apostles chapter 1, verse 14.
The Bible said, called the names of the apostles and they said they prayed. They prayed. The apostles prayed.
Hallelujah. Acts chapter 1. Right? Share I caught Acts 1. Getting a bit dark. Acts chapter 1, verse what did I call? Verse 14. See, all this continued one accord in prayer and supplication with the woman and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. In chapter 2, they prayed again. In chapter 2, verse 47. We discovered that in chapter 2, verse 47. Are you with me? I mean, verse 42, sorry. And they continued steadfastly, which is the 3,000 that were won. Now, it said they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayers. Hallelujah. In chapter 3, verse 1, we now saw John and Peter going into the temple at the hour of prayer. Hallelujah. 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 In chapter 4, from verse 29 to 31, we saw that when they threatened them not to preach the gospel, in verse 31, the Bible says, when they had prayed. Hallelujah. The place where they were assembled together was shaken. Hallelujah. And they spoke the word of God with boldness. Hallelujah. In chapter 6, verse 4, we saw that Peter told them we'll continue endlessly in prayer and in the ministry of the word. Hallelujah. 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 So the apostles gave themselves to prayer. It became their lifestyle. When Peter was in prison, they prayed. When Paul and Silas were in the prison, they prayed. Hallelujah. And they sang song of the Spirit. They were not singing Paul and Silas. Hallelujah.
No,
that was not what they sang. That's a chant. What did they sing? They said they sang Paul and Silas. They pray. Hallelujah. They sang song of the Spirit. Now, with the unveiling of what you know, what did you think they sang? They sang in tongues. Oh, they sang in tongues. And they spoke in tongues and sang in tongues. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. James chapter 5, verse 17. The Amplified Version will say the effectual, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man. He said, make a tremendous power available. He said, it's dynamic in its working. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What power was he talking about? Pastor Wisdom showed us that, right? What power was he talking about? Making power available is not from outside. That power is from within. Hallelujah. The power is inside. The power is inside. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Hallelujah. Ephesians 3, verse 20. Chapter 3, verse 20. Are you with me? Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. So James said,
Prayer makes this power in us available. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The effectual, the heartfelt continue. You use the word heartfelt, meaning your heart is in the prayer. Heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man is a making tremendous power available.
Hallelujah. So the power is within. Hallelujah. It's inherent. Now I said that power is inherent in the believer. I mean, that is, the power is inherent in the believer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That is, the power inherent in the believer is exceedingly abundantly above what we ask. Hallelujah. These are characteristics of this power. Hallelujah. These are the characteristics exceeding. Exceeding is the word hyperbalo. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Exceeding hyperbalo. It means to go beyond a boundary. To surpass a boundary. Hallelujah. Did you get that? To surpass a boundary. To go beyond expectation. Hallelujah. Hyperbalo. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hyperbalo. H-U-P-A-B-A-L-L-O. Hyperbalo. You find the same word in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 8. Chapter 9, verse 14. Ephesians 1, 19. Ephesians 2, 7. Ephesians 2, 3. I mean, Ephesians 2, 7. Ephesians 3, 19. Hallelujah. Ephesians 1. I'm going to be fast. Ephesians 1. 19, I will read. Ephesians 1:19. It says, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe, according to the workings of his mighty power. The word great, now the word we looked at exceeding, now let's look at the word greatness, is the word megatos. Hallelujah. Is the word used only by Paul in the whole scripture. Paul had the monopoly of that word, megatos. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Megatos means, it talks about the magnitude. Hallelujah. Megatos refers to the magnitude. Magnitude. Glory to God. When we talk about megatos, we talk about magnitude. Then another word used is, according to the mighty power, is the word strength.
Strength. Hallelujah. Now, to make you know how this power is, the Bible says the characteristics of this power is, it surpasses expectations. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He calls it powerful. He calls it something that has vigor. Glory to God. This power has vigor.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This power has vigor. So, James teaches that prayer makes the power available. Are we together? Prayer makes this power available. That is, prayer is a way a believer exercises his believer's authority. At the place of prayer is the place where the believer gets strengthened for ministry. At the place of prayer is the place where a believer gets strengthened for ministry. At the place of prayer, our strength is swallowed up in his strength. Our strength is swallowed up in his strength. So, when you pray and you begin to get physically tired, you begin to get physically weak, you cannot really stand well. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You cannot really stand well. It's not as a result of the fact that you cannot pray. It's because of the fact that your strength is found up in the strength. Your body is getting weaker. Your spirit is a fire to pray. Hallelujah. 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 So we give way for the, you see, when you pray, the body gives way for the spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our will is gone, and his will becomes predominant in our minds when we pray. Our will is gone, and his will becomes predominant in our minds when we pray. As we begin to conclude, the believer's conviction is built in the place of prayer. The believer's conviction,
you are carried away watching him do technical work and you're not writing. The believer's conviction is built in the place of prayer.
Prayer is to carry out God's will in our lives. Prayer is to carry out God's will in the earth, in our lives. If you want to carry out God's will for your life, pray. Be given to prayer. Hallelujah. 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 If you want to carry out God's will in your life, give yourself to prayer. Hallelujah. Be given to prayer. Hallelujah. Be given to prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. First Thessalonians, you see, we have instructions to pray. First Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17. It's a pray.
What?
Romans chapter 12, verse 12.
Steady, steadfast in prayer. Steadfast in prayer. Fervent in spirit.
Hallelujah. Colossians 4, verse 1. Continue
in prayer. Continue in prayer. Continue to work with steadfast, earnest, continuously in prayer.
Hallelujah. And watch. So we have been given instruction to pray. Ministry starts making impact when you give heed to praying. And when it does, you pray more. Prayer sustains the work.
The ministry begins to make sense. Pray more. Prayer is what sustains the work.
Prayer is what keeps it burning. You want to build a ministry of word and fire, a ministry of word and power. Pray. 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 You want to have a ministry where the power of God is wrought expressly, effortlessly. Be given to prayer. Be given to prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You stay in the will of God to the degree of how you pray. You stay in the will of God to the degree of how you pray. To that degree of how you pray. Prayer is the brain box of the Christian walk.
Prayer is the brain box. So when you have a brain box of a car, prayer is the brain box of a believer's work.
It's the brain box of ministry. It's the brain box
of the task in hand. Prayer is the brain box. Don't do prayer.
As we begin to round up, prayer strengthens you for the work. Acts of Apostles chapter 4, verse 31.
The Bible says, when they had prayed, the place where they were praying was what?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And they did what? And they spoke the word of God.
Boldness. The word for boldness is the word parousia zuma. Acts 4:31. Parousia zuma.
It means boldness, fearless. Prayer makes you fearless.
And some people, they can't talk to a crowd. Say, I'm scared. I'm having stage fright. You are not given to prayer. You're not given to prayer. Peter was a man always afraid. Right? But that man changed when he began to give himself to prayer. Acts 1:42. Continued praying. They were praying. In chapter 2, Peter spoke and 3,000 were saved. In chapter 3, they told him not to talk. Why did you heal the sick? He stood and spoke Christ to them. Bones. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Much more are to be done in the year 2019.
Much more are going to be done in the year 2019. Much more are going to be done in the year 2019. Much more. And we need to give ourselves to prayer.
In fact, the Pauline prayer tells us how to pray for believers.
It tells us how to pray for pastors, utterance. It tells us how to pray for the work. It tells us how to pray for the unsaved. Hallelujah. We give ourselves to prayer. In the year 2019, we're going to give ourselves much more. From now, we're going to give ourselves much more to prayers. Much more of our time to prayers. Hallelujah for the markets ahead. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Spirit of the Lord began to speak to me concerning 2019. He began to talk to me concerning 2019. And told me 2019 for us will be the year of great harvest. Are you hearing me? It's a year of great harvest. It's a year of great harvest. It's the year. I'm supposed to say this during December meeting. Yes, I know. But the paradigm has changed. Hallelujah. I declare it on the first day of GPLC, the word for the year, so that we can plan and pray for the year. Hallelujah. And during the first meeting, we get equipped for the year. Hallelujah. So you are aware of what the team is. Oh, now. Hallelujah. And during believers' meeting, you will come to get equipped. Hallelujah. You can't start running beyond in believers' meeting. Hallelujah. But you get to know what the year is for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I declare it on this Thursday. So this meeting is as important as any meeting today. That's why I said, if any leader is not here, I will have to consider his leadership position. Hallelujah. But this year we'll get granted for the next year. Hallelujah. 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 So it's a year of great harvest. No, you can't have great harvest and not pray. Remember I said, prayer does what? Grows the work. When it grows, what do? You pray more. Prayer sustains the work. So can you see why we must be given to prayer the more? Because it's a year of great harvest. Hallelujah.
I show you that a bit. Matthew. Hallelujah. Your Bible will mean to the book of Matthew. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Show tabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalab It's a year of great harvest. It's a year of great harvest. Rapalo ko sakala banaman gonza gilamanda gonza gilamanda rapala kasa kala bala gala bala gala gala. Oh mother, pray. Those brandos. Dagadaza gaza gada 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 bana manda gana manda gana gaza goza gala ba. Go. Bon, Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Chapter 9. From verse 35. Hallelujah. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sick and every disease among the people. Hallelujah. 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 And when he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion for them, because they were weary and scattered like sheep that had no herd. Then he said to the disciples, "The harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send forth the laborers to his harvest." Hallelujah. Say, the harvest is plentiful. The harvest is plentiful. The harvest truly is much. Brothers and sisters, is the harvest much? Is the harvest much? When you see men who do not know about Zoe, is the harvest much? When you see men who do not know about Christ, is more. Yes. When you see men who see some idols, is harvest more. When you see men who what they know is how to look for trouble and fight without Christ in them, you should know the harvest is much. When you see men who are given to idolatry, fornication, the harvest is much. Hallelujah. When you see men in the courts, when you see men in occultism, in different cult group, you know the harvest is much. Hallelujah. And Jesus said, the harvest is much, but the laborers are few. Who are the laborers? The laborers is you and me. Hallelujah. 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 The laborers is you and I. We are the laborers. We are not praying for any laborers. Do you understand me? Do you understand me? We are not praying for any laborers. We are the laborers in the harvest. Hallelujah. We are the laborers to raise up more laborers. We are the laborers to raise up more laborers. Hallelujah. 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 So therefore you are the laborer. You are in the harvest of the Father. So what are you going to do? You're going to win souls. You're going to make more harvest. You're going to make more laborers rather. And that's why Jesus said in Matthew chapter 28. Say, go into the world. Go into all nations and make disciples. So he sends them as the laborers into the harvest. So what did Jesus do when he told them the labor is plenteous? The labor is plenteous. The harvest is plenteous and the laborers are few. What did he do? Pray. After he said this word, what did he do? Chapter 10, verse 1. And when he had called his 12 disciples to him, he gave them power over. So what did he do after he did that? He sent them as the laborers. After he said the laborers are few, he told them, go! Hallelujah. So therefore, they are the laborers to bring forth more laborers. That is how the kingdom of God works. When you say, pray the Lord of the harvest to send more labor, it's not going to say, oh Lord, send more labor. It is you. You are the answer to that prayer. Hallelujah. So therefore, how would God say, did Paul write about it? He said, how would they hear when one has spoken to them? Hallelujah. Say how beautiful are the feet of them that what proclaim the gospel of peace. Hallelujah. So it's our ear
2019 is our year of great harvest, right? Right? It's our year of great harvest. Much more harvest. It's our year of great harvest. So much more will be done in a place of prayer. Much more will be done in a place of prayer.
Hallelujah. That's why we're going to pray. That's why we're going to pray. Hallelujah.